Transformation is a powerful thing. Transformation means that you begin to transcend some of the normal ways of being. I call it new ways of being. Think for a moment of a clock, face of a clock. If you can just imagine that. In fact, here's one right here. This is a watch with a face on it. And you start right up here at the 12, the hour hand. And it goes around and around like this. Now, at this point, symbolically speaking, the hand is moving away from you, okay? As that hand moves away from you, it symbolizes to me, this part of the clock is darkness. It symbolizes all of the lessons that you have to learn in your life as you move away from yourself. The hatreds, the fighting that you've done in your life, the anger that you've had in your life, the frustrations that you've had, the fears that you have of yourself, the inner conflict, the despair, so much of that. We all go through these periods in our life, okay? And we get down, all the way down to the bottom. And this represents, this six down here represents the furthest away from yourself that you ever get. And that's a turning point in your life. It happens to people at different times in their life, at different ages, at different places in their life. You make a choice at the six. Now, you can be 20, you can be 28, you can be 40, you can be six, whatever. At the six, this represents like the crises, the periods in your life where maybe you're going through a divorce, or maybe you're going to have a nervous breakdown at this time, or all of this despairing kinds of qualities that where you've moved away from your true nature, your true self, have occurred. Then you go into the light, and you begin to live in the light if you go past the six, and you begin moving back towards yourself. And over here is that spiritual awakening. And it has nothing to do with religion. I'm not proselytizing for any religious group or anything like that. It has to do with enlightenment. It has to do with moving back towards your natural self, about being love, not trying to get there, about being the kind of human being who is trying to make not only a difference in themselves, but a difference in the world, who feels a sense of purpose as a human being and understands that their purpose is not to love, but to be love, who understands their purpose is not to heal, but to be healing, who understands their purpose is much greater and much grander than some methodology or some technique or some strategy that you learn for living, but it has to do with being. And you see, once you get past the six, you can never go back. See, the clock won't go back. So when you look at this face of this watch as a metaphor for what I'm describing with awakening and with enlightenment, really, once you get past this period where you've moved away from yourself, where you've used all of the things that just don't work for you in your life, where your anger has gotten the best of you and it doesn't work, where your hatreds have just brought you down. See, if you want to look at enlightenment and where you are in the path, look at what you hate. Start with what you dislike. Start with what you fear and what you dislike and what you hate, because that's where you got to start to work. You've got to send love out into the world to every place, even the people who are suing you, even the people who owe you money and haven't repaid you. And the irony is that if you do that, you'll get paid back. It'll come back to you. But as long as you have the hatred and the anger and the anguish and so on, then that will be the thing that will keep you from functioning at an effective level, because it violates the principle, the glue that holds it all together. So you get past the six, okay? Now you're living in the light. From the six up to the 12 is the light. And this is sort of the darkness, the haze and the very darkness. This bottom is the dark. Now, you can't go back. That's the beautiful thing about enlightenment, is that you can't go backwards.